The next part, you're going to think on a different scale, which is A major. So far we did A minor, we did C major, and now we're going to do, raise some of the notes from A minor, and we have this. So we got C sharp, F sharp, and G sharp. So think of this. Three notes are raised. So, and what we'll do is just a simple melody first, and we have for the third section this. Alright, and all he does is to those notes from the scale, see, then you have the two sharps and the C sharp. Alright, all he does is add the octave, so get there, and I like fourth finger, but if you have a small hand, keep it with five. The whole time you play octaves, I was taught always on the blank area, always play four. Unless it's very uncomfortable, but always play four, so you have this free to come back here, okay? But if it's too small, you could do this, you know, play everything with five. Let me give you the fingers I use. So you use 1-5, 1-5, and then 1-4, blank key area, always 1-4. Then keep going, 4-4 here. Okay, let me give you the notes. So we go towards A, B, C sharp, fourth finger, same thing. Now we keep the rhythm, we go to B, A, G sharp, F sharp, G sharp, A, B, and G sharp, and E. And then repeat. Okay, the important thing is work it out so you have A, B, C sharp, the first three notes from the scale. Two times. Done. Now you're gonna do a descending to until you get to F sharp. So you go descending the scale. You got to F sharp. Now ascending all the way to B. And then descending G sharp E. That makes it simple. So we'll have one group. Second group. Third group. And fourth group. And then repeats. Alright? So when you do this, because you're outlining the A major chord, which is the first chord of this scale, the left is going to do the same A major. And he gets this. He not only does A, C sharp, E, but he added the A on top. And he's going to do kind of like a guitar. Rum, bum, 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 rum. Now, to do that, you just start here, go down and then up. Until you could just move it one motion. It's almost like it goes from here down and then move it towards the A on the top. So move towards the right. Here you have what we mentioned before. This is the 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Notice a little emphasize and then release. And it's important that you don't lift the thumb too high, so keep it close. Keep it close. Alright? Now, have that, one. Now here, we switch to the bass. Now we're based on A major here, but the fourth chord will be D major, and what he does is bring it downstairs here, and that's, and cuts it off in half. So he does the one, and he moves chromatically these two notes, D sharp, upstairs, 1 and 2. So we have this. And then E major. Okay, so. Important that you think D major, and then here is keeping the inside the same. The F sharp and A remains the same, those two notes. And that's all there is there. So. It's important that you know that I'm putting a little bit of pedal. When I run this, pedal down, release. Pedal down, release. Pedal down, pedal down. Okay, let me slow that down. So I run it, and right when you get to A, hold a little pedal. So it's kind of when I play the A first and then pedal down, and run this. Three notes and then release. Play the D pedal down. Same here. D pedal down. And end up like this. And sometimes you could emphasize a little more the changes. Let's do the matching together. He wrote loud here, so let's do match here. Match, match. Each one now. Match, match, match. Again, same. And up to that point, it's all the same, but he's gonna switch a little bit here. Okay, so I'm gonna play it one last time. Now when you get to here, you have the D chord below, but the right hand switches the part into B, G sharp, E, A. So you have a little bit of leaps there. So F sharp, B, G sharp is outlined in E major here, and then A. E major being this. All right, so I'm gonna take the second pattern now. So when you repeat here, same thing, match each one. Now, we're gonna do the D here. We're gonna go to B. We're gonna go to E now. To E. And then we have A by itself with A. Okay? Now I'm going to do the right hand by itself, left hand by itself, very slow, and then put it together very slow by itself. So let's do it again. So, you have this. You hold it. Bum, bim, hold. Two. Ascending pattern. Skip. And we start over. Ascending pattern again. Oh. Descending from C sharp, now skips, outlining E major and A again, okay? So we're using A major to D major. We do chromatically a little bit, move the D, but we get to E and then back to A. Left hand by itself, very slow, always pedal on those notes when you play like that. So, release pedal. Again, a little bit of pedal there, back, on the last section, we skipped there, we didn't do that, we did straight to E. So in other words, D to E and then A. If you have trouble putting the pedal, think that after the, you could use it on the A. There, put the pedal. Once you play that, put the pedal and release it. Put the But you could also grab the full chord there. It's just a matter of taste where you want to do it. Okay, let's do it together. We match by itself. We match now. Match again. Together. We match each note. Notice I run the arpeggio, and on the note, on the thumb, I match it. Again, run the arpeggio, there. Together, together, run the arpeggio, all together. Run the arpeggio together here. Run the arpeggio together here. And you have that. Okay, let's try to do it. Times. Important that you keep it loud, but lighten up, because the next passage that comes is a little bit faster. So let the song speak by itself. So because we were playing very little and single notes, the octaves is going to have a tendency to be louder anyway. So you don't have to do anything. You don't have to go like really loud. So keep it lighter. Play almost like you don't care. So if you tense up in this piece, it's very difficult to control it, even though it seems simple.